Today we'll be discussing recent cuts in arts education, and we'll be hearing from parents in our community. Our first caller is Keith Barani, who is an educator and parent with three children in the public schools.
Hi, Tim. Thank you for having me on your show. As a parent, I'm very concerned about the importance of arts education. Every year, there is less and less money for classes in art and music in our schools. These classes are often cut because our leaders think of the arts as something extra, as not really necessary. But today, I want to explain to you why this view is absolutely wrong. I've been working in this area for many years, and I can assure you that the arts are a critical part of our children's education at every age.
So, I'm not sure what you mean by critical. How do the arts actually affect child development?
Well, for small children, art classes can help develop motor skills as well as visual skills. Today, when we receive so much information visually, it's especially important for our children to start developing these skills early. Classes in the arts can also help young kids to become more creative and imaginative. For older students, the advantages continue. Research has shown that studying the arts can improve language skills. But what's really surprising is that it also improves math and reasoning skills.
Very interesting. I had no idea the arts were so important.
Right. And neither do the people making the cuts. What's more is that these advantages can be seen not only in the classroom, but also in test results. Students who are involved in arts education do better on college entrance exams than students who are not. This benefit is even more powerful for students who come from poor backgrounds. These students are far less likely to drop out of school before they graduate if they're involved in the arts. Supporting arts education for our children and in our community is crucial. These classes are not an extra. They are not a luxury. They are an important building block in preparing students for success.
Thank you, Keith, for calling in. Okay, our next caller is...